Gentlemen.
Yes.
You have a surprise?
Especially if they start your engines.
No, I have a surprise for you.
Oh.
Okay. Now, last week and yesterday, we were talking about the new Oreo flavors, right?
Now, you said
yes,
you couldn't find the dark chocolate.
We have been talking about
before.
I couldn't find the dark chocolate until last night.
Really?
Look it. I have dark chocolate Oreos, guys. And we're going to try them
Where
on the air.
Where did you discover these?
I did not open them because we have the disease and pestilence sweeping through my family. So I was like, I'm not going to let my family eat them until
industrial
you...
But we have industrial-sized
hand sanitizer.
Member
so
Smart
thought,
quality guaranteed
nice.
Right here.
I thought it's very expired, but I'm sure it's still fine. I thought we could try these on the air. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
Are you ready? This was
carrot
was,
cake.
You know it,
you
bud.
Found those already?
Carrot cake. This was the last package.
The limited edition.
Limited edition carrot cake with cream cheese filling. Rip those open. Here,
I think
try the
I'm
dark
gonna,
chocolate
I'm gonna,
first.
No, this is the one. My wife is a dark chocolate lover.
Okay.
I think if you gave me one, I would donate it to her. But
okay.
I'm going
you,
to go
Caleb,
with
Caleb, do you want to try dark chocolate?
Open.
You know,
I'm a carrot cake
I'll
fan.
Burst the low-carb, low-sugar bubble for a
yeah,
segment.
Yeah, for
so,
a segment. Why
thank
not?
You.
Yeah, try one of these. So I was very excited to find them at Woodman's. And I have to say, like, I was so excited when I was checking out. I started the conversation with the checker, who is this very nice young man from the Durand area, and his family are regular listeners to our show.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It was awesome.
And they enjoy the food sampling segments.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. I felt bad because I couldn't remember.
Okay, so
the proper way to do an Oreo is, right, you got to spin.
Twist.
Oh, you
I
guys.
Twist
okay, that's fine. I just like take a bite.
Oh, yeah.
I
oh.
don't,
just
yeah.
Just kind of smelling.
So,
I mean, why not?
Mm.
Okay.
The dark
it smells like
it.
Carrot cake.
Does it? I can't
Caleb.
Wait. I'm starting with the dark chocolate.
Caleb's already munching.
How is it, Caleb?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm just eating like just the cookie part, and then I scrape the filling off with my teeth.
Oh,
I want a cup of coffee.
I have not, a cup of coffee for me right here. I was just going to say, this is going to pair very nicely with my coffee
mm-hmm.
today.
Here
these are delicious. How is Mark took his first bite.
The carrot cake. Yeah. Carrot cake cookie. I'm glad, here, first of all, calorically, I'm glad I didn't have the leftover coffee cake from yesterday.
Right. Amen.
So you saved that, yeah. So am I the only one who's trying the dark chocolate?
I'm trying the dark chocolate right
okay.
now.
No, I like it.
I
yes.
took a bite of the dark chocolate. The dark chocolate is good. It's not quite what I expected. It's smoother than I thought it would be. It's
as
not
many
bitter.
Oreo segments as we've done on this morning show, why have they not sent us any free ones yet?
This is the question. Yeah.
People who love carrot cake, you got the
I'm
cake, and you say, hey, this cake is probably, I mean, it's tied into a vegetable, so it's got to be good for me in some way. But then everybody, yeah, the cream cheese frosting, and again.
That's what makes
they
it.
They have landed on that with this cookie.
They have. I'm trying the carrot cake right now. It's delicious. I think this would be very good. I know most people dunk theirs in milk. I'm dunking in coffee, right? This is.
I would prefer
I would
that.
Say the dark chocolate would pair very well with milk, though.
Yeah, the dark chocolate milk, and I'm not even much of a milk drinker, but the dark chocolate milk. The carrot cake coffee.
You know how many parents were ticking off by eating Oreos for breakfast?
I know.
Just like, why
this
can't
isn't
we
my
do
breakfast.
I tried to raise
I
my
had
kids.
A banana for breakfast.
There you go.
I tried
potassium.
Something my mom said with me, and I don't, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, you can't have soda till after 12 noon.
No.
I tried to say
that
to my kids, and my kids are like, why?
Why? Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really have an answer. It's kind of like.
Because that's what grandma said.
The reason
said,
you're supposed
kid.
To cut the ham before you put it in the pan.
Yeah. Delicious. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Two thumbs up from the Way Wake Up Show.
Go get the carrot cake.
Pay us now, Oreos.
We've discussed in the past how different things are in different parts of the world. China being one of them that I have found where they have some very different customs, ways of doing things. And, you know.
Also Florida.
Yeah, well, Florida. But I found this. Now, end of year bonuses are kind of a common thing. You know, I mean, it's not a given, but it's, you know, they're not unheard of. Well, there's a company in China who's testing workers' courage and bravery before handing out the traditional annual bonus that's usually earned by the employees. They're invited to an amusement park and told that they will get $75 for each thrill ride they take. Employees who go on every thrill ride at the amusement park will walk away with a nice bonus of $2,700.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of rides
I
to do
know.
In a day.
I don't know about this because, I mean, I love a good thrill ride better than, I mean, as much as the next guy. But how many rides is that? 75
what
bucks?
What is the fortitude level
math.
Of your
I'm
stomach,
grabbing
too.
The,
so,
cause,
I mean, and
yeah.
I'm thinking about this. Halvor, are you a roller coaster person? Because I enjoy water rides, and so I'll even go on some of the, like the really steep ones at Noah's Ark and such. Don't necessarily love it, but it's one of those. Well, I gotta do it while I'm here.
Right.
But I do not like roller coasters, and maybe it's because my first roller coaster experience was a rattle wooden kind.
Oh, sure.
And I was just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
So
no,
I would not make much of a bonus.
I think we went to Disney World, Space Mountain or whatever. I mean, I like them. I'm not necessarily like leading the charge, you know, let's do it 14 times. But,
I'm a lead the charge kind of girl.
Okay. Yeah.
I love roller coasters. I love thrill rides, but I just did the math on this. That's 36 thrill rides that you'd have to go on in the day. I don't know that my body could handle that.
I don't know if you could get through the lines that fast unless there's no one
else
there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they're doing that.
People from China will need all that extra money because, speaking of amusement parks, Disneyland has raised their prices.
All over or in China?
Disneyland.
So
you get that money and you come to America and you say, hey, let's go to that American icon, Disneyland. The price of the least expensive one-day ticket now has gone up to $104. Single day park hoppers are up to $14 to $199. So,
Yowzas.
Amusement parks, they are big bucks.
Expensive. Mm-hmm. Yes, or you could hike in nature and use God's earth as your playground.
There you go.
Just saying, it's free.
Well, I think I've made no secret of it that I've been a big fan of the winter weather so far. Mm. Basically, from mid-December on, it's been really nice. And I got to say, coming back from 2 years in West Africa, where we kind of missed out on the usual ferocious Wisconsin winter, I'm like, thank you, Lord, for easing us back in.
It's a gradual transition.
Yeah. And I found myself, though, getting the same response both Friday and again yesterday from two different people just in commenting, saying, you know, it feels like a pretty safe subject, right? There's a lot of things in our society, in our uncivil age, where it's like, don't talk about that, don't talk about that. I thought, the weather.
Yeah.
So I happened to just, and it's not like people got mad, okay? But I happened to say, boy, we've really had some great weather. And the response kind of, I hit an invisible fence because both times the same response was, don't jinx it.
They're like looking for something wood to knock on, and they want to maybe knock your head against it.
And in one case, they went even further. And said, if you do that, I'm going to curse your name.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
it's
hello.
Just weather, yo.
So I'm just curious, is it okay to say that? Isn't it okay to say that?
I think it's okay to say that because that's them. Not
you're a newsman. You're just reporting.
I know.
The weather. It's supposed to be the most benign topic.
It made
me
think, are we the superstitious nature or this idea of jinx?
See, I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you can... Nice.
What's your Packers dishes?
It's like with the Packers, I actually always wear the same shirt under my jersey, and it hasn't done a lick of good.
That's funny.
It's funny, though, because when it comes to that kind of thing, one thing that I learned in the medical field, at least, especially in the emergency department, never, ever, ever say, boy, it's really quiet in here tonight, or it's been a quiet shift.
Okay.
Yeah, don't say that.
Okay.
Because people will attack you. And don't say it's quiet because then it's all going to fall apart and it's no longer quiet.
They believe. It's sort of like with toddlers as well, too. If it's quiet, it's like something's not right.
Yeah. So, talk about the weather. We'll continue to tell you
what the weather is.
Right. Yes. As the old
saying
is.
Some of my reaction was I'm like, well, I've seen the forecast. It's not going to stay this way. Don't blame me.
No.
Right. It's sort of like declaring the truth of Scripture, right? It's like, I've seen the eternal forecast.
I
know the Lord wins in the
end.
There
you go.
So.
Oh, funny.
Well, you know, the saying, there's an app for that, is continually more true than ever, right?
Right.
And it's amazing what you can have apps for. Parents who are frequently annoyed with their child's lack of response to texts may benefit from a new app. Reply ASAP was created by a dad in order to ensure a timely response from parents who may be worried or concerned. The app can freeze a child's phone and even sound an alarm while the phone is in silent mode.
Oh, my. I like that.
He knows his stuff. Forcing them to reply to the parents before the other functions on the phone are released.
I love this.
I think the alarm should be in that parent's voice.
Yes.
Answer your phone. Answer your phone. I sent you a text.
Right? That's brilliant.
But, I mean, you can embarrass your teenage child by doing just about anything.
Right? I was going to say doing anything.
And so to have your voice all of a sudden appear.
Oh, yeah.
Your 16-year-old's hanging with her friends or something, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love that, though. That's
It's already got over 75,000 downloads.
Wow. It's like sending them a howler. It's like...
I'm going to, like, go to my Google store thing right now because that sounds amazing.
Credit to this dad. Very inventive.
Way to go.
It's one of
the better
apps I've heard of recently.
Apparently to what you can do, right?
Apparently. Love it.
Nice.
Love it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.